This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Congress is responding to the mass shootings that have shocked Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It seemed unimaginable just a month ago.
The most significant gun safety legislation in decades.
Susan Collins was among 15 Senate Republicans joining all Democrats in passing a bill that will boost background checks for younger gun buyers, among other steps. Richard Blumenthal wanted a lot more.
But it marks meaningful progress.
Republican Ted Cruz says it's not. The bill won't help keep people safe, and it'll hurt gun owners.
That's the Democrat bill that is currently on the floor.
And the House's number two Republican is urging members to reject the bill during a vote later today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now to the Supreme Court ruling expanding gun rights in a New York case.
While many gun safety experts feel the ruling will make the country less safe, Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, totally disagrees.
This will make a difference in our schools. This will make a difference in supermarkets like the one in Buffalo.
That's not the sentiment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Three Trump-era Justice Department officials told the House January 6th committee yesterday that President Trump hounded them, trying to get them to support his false election fraud claims. They say he gave up only after they warned him they'd all resign over this. There is a growing shortage of food around the world, says the UN. It's warning this could turn into a catastrophe. Today, mourners are remembering the 98 people who died when a condo building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, a year ago. Jill Biden will be there. This is AP News. It's Pride Month.
Big crowds are expected Sunday at Pride events in places like New York City, San Francisco, and Denver, in a return to large in-person events. But organizers describe a renewed sense of urgency. Commemorations that in the recent past have felt like victory parties for civil rights are grappling with a darker atmosphere. That includes a rise in hate speech online, legislation in Florida and Texas, a more conservative Supreme Court, and the arrests of 31 members of a white supremacist group in riot gear accused of plotting to disrupt a Pride event in Idaho.
They're real life consequences, real people who were affected by this.
At a Tribeca Film Festival Pride event earlier this month, Emmy-winning trans producer and actor Laverne Cox talked about the struggle.
We have to draw on our ancestors and transcestors in these moments to know that we can and will overcome.
Michael Adams is an advocate for LGBTQ elders. He says attacks going on around the country are about trying to make them invisible. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.